Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. From paper production to saw logs, the forest industry has a $9.9 billion impact on the state. We've been featuring snippets of a major economic study done by UK Ag Econ and Forestry Extension. UK's Jeff Stringer was one of the analysts and talked about a challenge to one facet of this economic sector.
Here in Kentucky, producing writing paper and things of that nature, we think the paper production will be fairly stable, but we do think we will see some declines in some of those industries that make things out of paper over the next few years.
In other areas, the outlook is positive and looks to be strong down the road.
Well, Kentucky is a leading producer of saw logs. So these are logs from trees that'll be sawn into lumber or sawn into railroad ties or that kind of thing. And we're one of the leading producers of those in the U.S. And in 2012, we were the leading producer in the South, and we'll probably wind up about second in the U.S. And while our numbers are down compared to historical highs, we still are commanding a large portion of the market there. So that continues to be and will remain to continue to be an important part of the forestry economy in this state.
And that overall impact is broad, with some form of forest industry activity in 109 counties here. We'll be right back.
At Farm Credit Mid-America, we know there's more to living out here than farming, which is why we offer more than credit for farmers. We use our financial and agricultural knowledge to tailor solutions that help rural residents achieve their goals. At Farm Credit, we know you're not just looking for a loan. You're working to maintain a way of life. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal housing lender.
UK forestry professor Jeff Stringer says the economic tide of the forest industry is related to many factors, and a major player there, no surprise, is housing starts.
With housing starts on the rise, that indicates, of course, the economy is doing better, which will affect and increase the forestry sector output and revenue generated, housing in particular, because it uses wood, cabinetry, flooring, all those kind of things, trim work that does come from Kentucky. It does result directly in an increase in revenue for our forestry sector. So as you hear news nationally about housing starts going up, that will translate well into an increase in economics generated from the forestry sector here in Kentucky.
And in an upcoming program, we'll take a look at how landowners of forested acres can get help and guidance to better manage their timber resource sustainably and profitably. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.